Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
The message that I started sharing on the spirit of excellence. Now, let's read. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was the first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and that the king should have no damage or should suffer no loss. Verse 3. Then this Daniel was preferred. He was separated. He was chosen. He was unique. Above the presidents and the princes. Why? Because an excellent spirit was found in him. If it were to be today, they will say, because the Holy Ghost was found. And he was a carrier of something. He had something that is not like the rest. It's not like the rest. It's different. It's different. Because an excellent spirit was in him, therefore the king thought to do what? To set him over the whole realm. That means he was answerable to no one but the king. This man was not a citizen. He came in as a slave. In that same country, he was castrated. Rendered reproductively useless. Nobody gave him that choice to choose the kind of life he would have wanted to live. And yet he rose in the midst, despite all those setbacks, challenges, he rose and became such that the king thought in himself. You see, when the king was going to make that decision, he didn't discuss with anybody, but he thought in himself that this man is different, and his nationality did not matter again. Do you know that if Daniel still wanted to marry, they would have given him a wife, because now he can negotiate. But when he came, he couldn't negotiate. Are you hearing me clearly? So in verse 4, the presidents and the princes sought to find occasion concerning against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could not find, they could find no occasion nor fault. You see the traces of an excellent spirit. Detail. You are disorderly, and you say it's because you are a prayer warrior. You don't have an excellent spirit. You may say it to prove to us that you are spiritual, or that you are organized, or that you are spirit-filled, you are moved by the Holy Ghost. But it's a sign that you do not have an excellent spirit. I will get there in a minute. I came for you this morning. He said they could find no occasion of fault, for as much as he was what? Faithful. Neither was there any error or fault found in him. Verse 5, and I will stop here. Then said this man, excuse me, who are these men? These men are not small boys, so they are also people in his level. Just that he is the coordinating minister. There are people they have meetings with. But they conspired, because it was clear that the king favored this one. Yet he was an outcast. They had their wives at home. He was castrated. Yet his limitation, his setback, didn't stop him. Give me verse 5. He said, then said this man, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. That's the only place that is left. Please sit. Spirit of Excellence, part 3. Is that not a beautiful reading? Just get blessed reading it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So today I want to be very nice. I have a very beautiful message. Fresh, prepared this morning. It's not leftover food. It's not something you need to warm. It's just fresh. You know, way back I know someone that likes her rice, white rice prepared in a particular way. She's a chartered accountant. She was like an aunt. She doesn't like broken grains. She wants to see all the... she wants to see full grain. She doesn't... What do you call that thing? Whole grains. She doesn't want it broken. You know, like those rice you buy at Mushi. She wants to see it, you know, piece by piece. So she would tell us to be picking the rice like the way you pick beans. Me, this rice, just wash it and cook. She said, no. I separate the broken ones, broken grains. Maybe give it to the chickens or something. Me, this is food. You know, for all I care, the moment I put that spoon in my mouth and I... It doesn't matter if you are whole or green. I've decided your fate. You know, it doesn't matter. But she, I mean, that's her thing. Then she also had another thing that I didn't understand. If you cook the rice, she doesn't want the rice to stick together. You are crossing your boundary. This in Nigeria, we just want to eat, and you know all these things you are talking about. By the time I use this, my dangerous teeth to arrange the oat in my mouth, who will be asking me, well, how can the clay say to the potter, why are you doing this? I've decided your fate. If I put it here, there's a way it will look. If I put it here, there's a way it will look. Then when I swallow it, there's a way it will still look. So what are you talking about, man? He said, no. I don't like it to stick. This is the amount of water. I say, I'm not sure how I go feel stay for this house. You know? I'm not sure. This one that we have to be taking tutorial on how to cook rice. Excellence. So today's delicacy, I've sorted out all the grains, the single old grains, they're not broken. So all you have to do is just chew. Tell your neighbor, chew. So I told you that story to tell you I've sorted it out. You are not picking anything, just swallow. Just swallow it. What does it mean to the word excellent? The word excellent means to be of superior quality. Superior, not quality. Superior quality. Do you watch the business news? I know some of you don't watch it because you don't have business with doing business. But if you watch CNN, Bloomberg, Finance, what other? CNBC. There are some of these news channels that talk about global business at the worst thing. And one of the commodities that is always discussed is gold. Gold. So, the ounce of gold is this. Some of you just like, I beg, change it to African magic. Yoruba. You are not going to make progress with that kind of decision. To be watching entertainment. I'm not joking. Entertainment is when you have done your work, you want to rest. But the way some of us watch TV, when are we going to start watching you? The way some of us watch TV, if those people you are watching behave the way you behave, nobody will watch them. So it's not a joking matter. Excellence refers to superior quality, like gold. You look at this particular item, and for some reason, even if it's just a stud, something you're wearing, if you take it to the market, people gather around it. Meanwhile, there's something in the Mushi, and when I go to the island, they call it panda. But if you don't know it, it's okay. Because some of you never, you buy gold. But for those of us who have had to deal with panda, shine shine, bling bling. But if you have a challenge, for instance, you can't exchange it for money. You can't sell it. Because even from the very first day or from the second week, it's fading off or it's not so, you know, fantastic. So to be gold, we are talking about gold quality. When you talk about the spirit of excellence, you are talking about excellence, you are talking of gold quality. And sometimes we try to make a kind of spiritual explanation for what excellence is. But all you need to do is to visit heaven once. Okay, don't go to heaven. All you need is to experience the manifest presence of God once in your room. Maybe you are praying or you are in church and the presence of God came down. You will now know why people who died and the people who are praying that let him come back to life. Those people say we are not going again. Because the moment you see the glory of God, I beg, God, you'll be comforting my mother. Me, let me stay. Because all of a sudden, you are not willing to negotiate that which your eyes have seen for something that is ephemeral. Why are people trying to stay young forever? People now take pride in, oh, I'm 50, I still look 30. Anti-aging creams and all of that. Because there's a desire for superior quality. And it's good if you can afford it. Just be sure what you are doing. Because some of those things, 10 years from now, they'll be asking pastor to bind spirit of cancer, but somebody brought it. So I don't have a problem with it. It's your body. Okay? It's your body. I'm just telling you that be careful. So we are talking about superior quality. The Bible says that this Daniel, go back to verse 3. I think it's somewhere in verse 3. He said he was preferred because he had an excellent spirit. The word excellent there talks about spiritual, superior quality. The word spirit there talks about attitude. He had an excellent attitude. Now, Daniel was gifted in dreams and visions. He was gifted in angelic ministry. If you read the book of Daniel, you notice he had conversations with angels. In fact, there was a time he had a vision, and he was before the throne of God at the end of the age. So Daniel was not a mind Christian. Daniel was a superior, fine guy. Daniel is the kind of guy you want to marry. Every night he travels to the spirit realm, comes back, and gives you relevant. They say there will be cool tomorrow. Don't go out. Daniel gives you updated. He doesn't watch CNN. He gets it from where he's coming from. But what Daniel was promoted for was not his gift of visions. It was his wisdom and excellence. What he could use to trade in the marketplace was that every time he opened his mouth to talk, people turned and they say, who said that? Because there was the way the Holy Spirit worked inside his head, his speech was above the average standard of the Harvard graduate in that meeting. And believe me, a greater than a Daniel is here. A greater than a Daniel is here. Oh, I miss this guy. Hallelujah. Okay. Are you good on this? Hallelujah. I miss this guy. I don't know. I love two of them now. Okay, let me keep this. Hallelujah. Okay, give me some volume here. Now, it's important for you to understand something here. An excellent spirit is not one of those things you get by just praying. Prayer is a factor, but there are other things that make the prayer actually effective. One of the benefits of the spirit of excellence, it makes people prefer you. People prefer you. They don't care about your nationality. You've never wanted to marry an Igbo girl until you met this particular one. And all of a sudden, you are now the champion of, I don't really care where she comes from. I don't care. You know, but it's a lie. It's because of this girl. You've met this girl. And you don't want her to think you're a Yoruba tribalist. But when we check your Facebook, you are the one advocating for Oduduwa Republic. But now you met this chica. And all of a sudden, like, wow. Say, really, oh, it's just, it's, you know, if we really connect, you know, I just like your spirit. You have a very fine attitude. It's because you met Chika. There's something about the spirit of excellence. When it comes upon a man, people start waving rules. He says he's not a citizen. Forget about that. Give him certificate. Give him passport. They say he doesn't have a visiting visa. Change it. We need this one. One of our members relocated abroad recently. And when she got there, she couldn't get a job because of her visa. COVID, then the kind of visa. And you know, there are some testimonies. When I hear them, I feel so blessed. And we've been praying. Then one day she got a call from this particular company. She had done their test. She was even sick that day. You know, and then they called her and they asked her a question. Have you done any of our tests before? It was an EQ test. You know what EQ test is? Emotional quotient test. Because sometimes when your business gets to a level, it's not really about what you know that they are interested. They want to see how emotionally balanced. Because if you are someone that you are you're always catching fire, you know, you mess everything up. So they want to know whether you are calm, you are balanced. Can you be in a meeting and nobody takes your idea and you are fine? Because there are some people you must take there. If you don't take my idea, we'll burn the place down. But you refuse to start your company. You went to apply somewhere. You want to burn the other place down. You specialize in burning things. So they checked her out. And she said, no, this is my first time. They said, nobody has ever written our test and got 100%. The person left this church. So the MD, the CEO requested to see her online. How are you? Say, you are pregnant. Don't worry. No. Don't worry, we've taken you. The fact that she was looking big. You know, in Nigeria, it's a minus. The moment they see you, we'll get back to you. But somebody saw beyond that the pregnancy is just for 9 months now. I need what is inside her head. And believe me, your beauty, your cars, your money can attract a guy or can even attract a lady depending on which side of the divide. The moment what is in your head, inside that head, is not commensurate with expectations. That's why people say, I don't know what I did to Chika. Chika is not picking my calls. I call him, he doesn't pick my call. They say, he's always in a meeting. Yeah, he's always in a meeting. I'm being honest with you because nobody will tell you. You'll just be spending money trying to wear good shirts as a guy. You want to impress her, wear chain. Those things are good. We are campaigning. But when we win the election, you will know the country you came to. The man was willing to forget about her pregnancy. He was willing to forget about the fact that her visa status was a spousal visa. He was willing to forget about so many things. And at the end of that interview, they called her and they said to her, we are aware of your visa situation. We will help you. She didn't ask for it. They said, we are aware. If we need to write, we will write on your behalf. May God put such people in your life. Do you understand what I'm saying? But what was the catch? An excellent spirit.
an excellent spirit to be the best wherever you are. Now, let me tell you some things because we don't really have so much time. Now, my iPad started acting up last week. It switches between apps. I think maybe it's a touchpad thing. I don't know. So, no matter how much I love the iPad, I'm constrained. I don't usually recommend people using their phones to preach or something. I have my notes here. I have about 530-something notes on my iPad. So, I write. This is where my messages are. The devil cannot delete me and delete the message. The messages are on cloud. So, but somebody's idea. So, while you are there shouting Antichrist, we are using it. So, I'm just saying, the moment my iPad fell short of an excellent spirit, I dropped it. Then I love the way she talks to me and she do. But I mean, you are just best as my girlfriend, not my wife. So let's not talk about marriage. Let's talk about we spending money, we hanging out, we having fun, we watching films. But marriage, not too sure. That's why I see extremely rich guys and handsome guys. They're my ladies that are not really so attractive. Are you saying? I'm telling you the secret now. Look good. Look good. Look fine. When a guy sees you, let him be willing to like, I want to meet you. I want to have your number. I met someone last week. So where I was reading, I was studying. And she was behind me, but I noticed she was in a call with her office, and she started talking about accounting, taxation. So I started thinking about my wife, accounting, and no, this particular cash book, petty cash. You know, I just grew, you know, I don't know. I just started like, so I kept talking about, who is this girl? She wasn't so attractive, but I liked her immediately because the way she was talking and she was correcting the guy at the other, you know, it was on speaker. So I was listening. I just liked the fact that the guy was talking to her and she was addressing the guy's concerns. I said, So after she turned, I said, are you an accountant? She says, I said, are you chartered? She said, yes. I said, I can or ACCA. She said, I can. I said, oh, that's good. I said, what are you doing here? She said, I'm doing a master's. I just want to get a PhD. I said, it was in my mind though. I was just talking normally, you know. But I'm just telling you how excited I was that I saw somebody who reminded me of my wife, like someone who was very smart. But you know, she wasn't attractive. But you know, it didn't matter. The way she was talking, this is genetically encoded. You are this one. Do you understand what I'm saying? People don't care. You are 27 years old, you are above the banking age. You are laboring for what we know. Get something that they cannot refuse. An excellent attitude. Daniel had an excellent. All those presidents have been in that country before him. He was the only one that was not a national of that place. And yet he was preferred. He was preferred. It starts from even the way you arrange your table. Little things. You know, I already told you that it's not just prayer that brings the spirit of essence. Prayer can give you wisdom. But prayer does not necessarily give you spirit. Go and check those who carried it. It was not only prayer they had. Is somebody hearing me this morning? Are you here? This place is quiet too. Because I came, this food is, everything is to taste, you know, the pepper in the right section. For those of you who don't like pepper, I got something else for you. I mean, today's meal is just perfect. I prepared it myself. I'm telling you that when you contact and you begin to deliberately maintain an attitude of excellence, it will not take long for people to notice it. Come on, say amen. It will not take long. It will not take long. Now, listen. What do I need to do, Pastor David, that we make or give me that opportunity to come into a space that naturally I don't have a place and I will be given a seat on that table. Please know that wherever you find yourself, God is glorified by your excellence. In fact, one of the major characteristics of God is that he said in the book of Psalms that his name is excellent. Let me see if I can get that one. I need to get that one. He said his name is excellent. I don't know if it's Psalm 148. Let's try Psalm 148, verse 13. Let me see if I have the right scripture. I'm not sure, but let's check. Psalm 148, verse 13 and 14. Quickly, if you have it. Look at this. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is what? Excellent. Therefore, his glory is above the earth and the heavens. So that means that before they arrived at that name, Jehovah, Yahweh, or if you like, Jesus, so many properties were considered. So many things were. It's not just a name. The reason why that name works the way it does is because that name, certain things were factored into that name. One of it is the full weight of the Godhead. The name of Jesus, the full weight of the Godhead. There are people elsewhere in other countries that bear Jesus. They have it as their name. But when you call it, nothing happens. Because this particular Jesus, there was a coding that was done there. There was a software, a program that was plugins, drivers that were installed in that particular place. That makes it, he said, so look how he said. This scripture suggests to me that one of the ways to get into the power and authority of the name of Jesus is when I declare the praise of God. Because what the scripture said is that let us praise the name of the Lord, because that name alone is what? Is excellent. That means when I read a scripture like this and I take a decision on it, that the reason why I praise him is because I have my gaze on how excellent. And you see the relationship between excellence and glory in this scripture. So this one alone can change the way I worship God. Because I have a mental, or there's an image cast in my heart about the beauty of that name. That wherever that name is being mentioned, the scripture says every knee, no one is permitted, no authority is permitted, every power is suspended, every knee shall bow. That is the power vested. But even that name, the power in that name can be touched when you come into revelational praise. We need to learn how to praise him with wisdom. Because when you praise him, many people will not understand it. Many people will even disagree. Don't praise him because in your place you people like to dance and wave handkerchief. Praise him with wisdom. One other thing you need to know about Daniel is that his thought patterns were fantastic. It was fantastic. The way Daniel used to think, fantastic. When they were about to be given that food in Daniel chapter 1, he began to negotiate with Ashpenaz. He said, look, I cannot eat this thing. Number one, by covenant, we are not to touch things like this. Most likely, that food has something that is unclean. Huh? You can eat anything, but I can't eat anything. You can sing any song, but I can't sing any song. It got so bad for me, Pastor David, that if I don't even listen to every Christian song again. I'm sorry to say this, but I don't know how to prove it scripturally. Except that when I listen to some songs, all I'm hearing is flesh. hear me in the spirit. If they mention Jesus, you can dance. I'm telling you some of the limitations I've had to deal with, even this morning. When I'm coming to church, I look for a radio channel or station playing songs. But I have listened and listened and I've given up. Because much of these songs, it's just like somebody saying, praise him, oh my Savior. There's such a thing as revelational praise. When that thing, and how you will know there's no revelation there? We have used all the mixers and the sound equipment in the studio to mix the Holy Ghost out. Because we are just trying to get an album out. But the spirit of excellence is not even just a preserve of the kingdom. They have it in the kingdom of darkness. And that's why they don't just put out a song overnight is a million view. Don't say they are evil spirits. No. I know they are evil spirits, but you to look at the quality of that work. It seems that as believers, we are always in a hurry. And we don't get the job done. You are working in an office. You have a part of what is on that job that you need to know is that you must have fantastic thought patterns, which also includes you look into the eyes of your boss, you look into the mind of the people you work with. You need to understand them. Understand the kind of person you are working with. There are some that like people to be free, play with them. Some will tell you, watch your space. My boss who taught me banking when I joined Oceanic Bank, he said something happened recently and he sent me a message. You know, something emergency. He had not reached out to me in a while, but he sent me a message. And then he said, bros, how are you? And I underlined that, bros, how are you? How's your family? You know, that's all the way he used to talk to me. Don't make a mistake. People know the progress you are making. They know. I say, bomb me. I agree. I say, how are you? You know, just like, okay, there's this thing. We need some money, blah, blah, blah. And we talked about it, and that was it. Don't assume. Don't make the mistake. Daniel did not make sense. After all, we are slaves here. Now that they have given me a position here, I will show them. I will scatter the software. I will put virus. Fantastic and healthy thought patterns. Do you know that Daniel would have been justified if he lived in bitterness towards them? Because they burnt the temple in Jerusalem. They took them captives. Then they selected some of them, took them to their hospital, castrated them. Maybe Daniel already had one college sweetheart somewhere. Say, Melinda, I'm going to get married to you. Melinda, only for Melinda to hear that they have taken the boy and he came back bleeding. Melinda, I cannot marry you again, no. Who did this? If I said I'm not serving the living God, God will judge you. Amadiya said will judge you. You begin to do things that in quote are justified. But I'm saying that if Daniel had chosen that posture, his place would not be guaranteed there. Meanwhile, God needed him to stand as a gap and a voice for the people of Israel. And Daniel, with dangerous thought patterns, would have aborted that thing because he didn't see the bigger picture. Every time God wants to do something major in your life, it is not so much about what he wants to do. He's looking at you and saying, can she handle it? The moment the question of handling a particular thing comes up, they are looking for an excellent spirit. Don't go to an interview and say, can you just say by the grace of God? What? Say by the grace of God. Did you see God in this interview panel? What? You see? I'm telling you, you may not know people. Another thing about Daniel. He separated emotions from work. His work was his work. He didn't. That, the reason why they hated him is because after their meetings, he won't go and sit to them and be drinking. It is when you sit to them, you will talk about what she wore and talk about the other. And say, ah, me, I don't really talk to her. I just greet her. I don't want any insult. The moment you find yourself there, you have joined the congregation of those who will be thrown to the lions. Daniel had excellent spirit. He had excellent emotions. He didn't mix it together. If you are being rebuked or you are being corrected, even by your colleagues, not your boss, you should be able to take it in good faith. It doesn't change anything. Generally, I hold my opinion when I'm in public, whatever, because really, my opinion is not always in the same direction with where normal human beings are. So, I just... Even my wife sometimes, I don't know how she goes with me. Daniel could have decided to be bitter. He had LD emotions. Separate, what you guys did to me, yes. But this is where I find myself. This is where I find myself. Oh, well, you are messed up by a Yoruba demon. A Yoruba demon. Now, that guy is Ayo. Now, this is Kayode. Say, hey! Family. Your emotions are not healthy. And it really doesn't take you being a prophet to know that somebody doesn't have emotional, healthy emotions. Because one of the traits of excellence are healthy emotions. So Daniel was castrated. Daniel was a slave. Daniel was compelled to worship other gods. And yet Daniel stood his ground. They got to the point and they said, look, this guy, if we are going to get him, it will only be in the matter of his God. But for many of us, it won't even be a God issue. It's just to change the kind of offer they are making to us. Healthy emotions. Learn how to separate work from petty emotions. I was sharing a story with some of, I think I shared it, one of my former managers, who is not even a Christian. As in not a Christian, when you see his forehead, you know that he's not a Christian. And we had issues all the time that bordered on policies, because I realized that my desk, if I didn't note the policies, if I didn't master it, I would get into trouble. They brought a company document from Dubai and said, open an account. I said, this thing is written in Arabic. How do you want me to? They said, that's the name. This is the name in it. Write it like that. I said, I better go. ESCC is coming here. My voice, my mind, somewhere, ESCC is coming. They are going to pick you. Because the rule in the banking is, if your boss asks you to do something that is wrong ethically, you have the right to say no. But there's also another rule that says, do not kill any issue on your desk. Escalate it to your own boss. Not to the world, to your own boss. Because you went to talk to the other manager in the other department, and that became insubordination. So I sent a mail to my own boss. Please give approval for this thing to be open like this. Please note, number one, because where the point is, you have to put number. So you highlight it. So in case they say they forgot their glasses, it's there. This company is not registered in Nigeria. You see, the issue of excellence is about attitude, it's about details. This company is not registered in Nigeria. All their directors are not Nigerians. There's no trace to them. We cannot verify the office address. I just stated it. But the rule says, do not kill anything on your desk. So I forwarded it to my boss. My boss just push it to our own boss, zonal manager. It won't stay with me. Let it not be heard that I sat on something like this. Meanwhile, the ED of corporate banking is waiting for the account number. Because the person is our customer, and this particular ED sacks people with word of mouth. Not letter from HRO. They will sack you. You are fired. Then the letter will come. You know when you are in that kind of company where there is one person on the board that the MD cannot challenge. that woman. Her name starts with an F. And say, Madam F said you should open that car. I said, I cannot open. Let my boss tell me to open. With mail. It is part of this emotional instability that made some of us go to the office. And your boss said, do something. And you know that thing was not wrong. And you said, because my boss said, instead of you to tell him to document it. When they know there are certain things you will not take, they will treat you well. But this follow, the need to impress people. Now you are in trouble and that woman will deny you. When you get to that panel, she will deny you. Who wants to leave? Is that much society? 45 times, money is 100,000. Now come and well, I'm not the one. Oh, madam, but you know, story. God will forgive us. People are wicked. You don't know. That devil you are praying about is not a devil somewhere. It's that person in your office. They greet you, smile with you. You love your hair. Is it Mary Kay? No, it's Mary Celeste. Ah! But they will still go and say, can you even see? The thing was even smelling when I saw. Cut your hair. Let us have rest. Are you with me now? Separate emotions. This paddy at work is what puts people in trouble. It's my paddy. Send me a mail. You want me to do it? Do you know I sent that mail to my boss? She sent it to the zonal manager. Zonal manager sent it to the group, that group, copied her own ED. The ED that people are, you know, that Madam F. Do you know what she did? She just responded, approved, give me account number in 20 minutes. The day if EFCC CBN will come, I printed that mail, opened the file for that account, put the thing. That mail is even more important than that Bismillah that was on that corporate, on that certificate. That one is on top. Who told you? It's not be that. But my manager came that day, Benga. I don't want to be sacked. I will sacrifice you if you not put it. I say, oh guy, you can't sacrifice me. I said, there's a process. What? Benga, what is your level in this bank? I said, I'm just a ABO. I'm just a ABO, but this is not about my rank. It's about regulations. Went to my manager. We cannot have two masters. He said, okay, but what did Benga say that was wrong? The man was quiet. When your boss knows, I'm telling you that before God will now release on you the spirit of excellence, you must first make a decision to have the attitude of excellence. So when the spirit comes like a dove, it will amplify you, amplify everything. Now bring out all those secret consecration. You're praying, you're opening the window to seek the Lord, you're refusing to eat the king's food. It will now amplify it and raise you above everybody. God should put spirit of excellence on error. There are people that don't pray and they don't feel guilty. They don't even feel guilty. They make up for it by posting on WhatsApp. Since when? Oh God. I opened that account too. I opened it. I said, Bismillah Limited. I was the one giving the company an identity. But I was authorized to do it. One of the things your boss will make him prefer about you is that every time you talk, you don't just oppose, except you are bringing excellent objections. So you don't be too quick to talk. I'm telling you why people have problems in the office, why some people are not liked in the office, and they'll say it's the devil. You've spoken in a meeting and everybody was embarrassed. You've spoken. They saw you speak. They saw you speak and like, or you write a memo filled with typographical errors. How long does it take to read? Nobody says you should be perfect. But how long does it take to even read your own memo? Or give it to the brother sitting beside you, say, let me cross-check this thing. Excellent attitude is not a prayer also. It's a decision. Because you will require the input of others. So I'm telling you how Daniel became that kind of person. He had healthy emotions. He had healthy friends. When there was a decree by the king that whoever cannot interpret the dream of the king must be what? Must be killed. You people are just collecting salary. You'll be seeing vision when there's nothing. Now, king don't dream, but he said no, remember. They said there's something he saved on his desktop. They couldn't find the file. They went to check deleted. It's not there. They check deleted. It's not there. They check recovery. It's not there. They say, John Ewuji. Hey! Come and do it. Say, is the motherboard. Eh? You better think. This one is your head, though. We are not. This one is some sack. It's your head. Any false answer is your head. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't be you. You are before the king. You have to watch what you say. Don't just try to be smart. The man might have woken up on a bad day. I mean, for Christ's sake, what is it about? It's just a dream. But the man made it an issue. One day, it's as if they just wake up concerning your matter. Have you got into the office and just like they came for you that day? From Monday morning till Friday, one issue after the other, as you are killing one fire, another thing that you posted 3 weeks ago, they will say, head office has said, who did this thing? Hey! They will call you again. You again? Ah! Then they will now ask you, which soap did you use to bath? Have you heard that thing? Have you heard that thing before? They have not asked you before. Have they asked you before? They asked me to. They say, oh, okay. This week, get a CBO. We just reversed, got approval to reverse that wrong posting. Now, they say somebody say you gave him ATM card, the PIN or something. Say the person has called them again. Eh? They say, so that day, that week you get home, your wife say, I wish I could tell you. You know, I had a staff that was new. My boss was on leave. This is a new staff. But she's my age. But she's new, fresh. So, we have a problem here. Because, yeah, we are not looking at faces. We are looking at work. But because I have your details, I can see that we are... So, you are thinking... We are colleagues, but we are not... I'm your supervisor. But it's a bit challenging because when you are joining my team, I need to welcome you. Oh, you're welcome. We are loving people here. If that is a campaign speech. But when you resume tomorrow, you meet me. I say, yeah, okay. Please, the customer with the file for. Please review the file. Let me know what's outstanding. Rauf, that FRS transaction. Find out what the status. Listen, please. 30 minutes. I need report now. And I go to my boss, sir. We are on that thing. Please just give us some time. But this one just came. You don't even know the work. You are claiming human rights. There's a way to respond to a mail. Find out the culture of your company. Don't just go there and say, dear Oga. You are laughing. These things are realities. Dear love. Dear. Please. Am I like? Please don't. Busayo, where's Busayo? Busayo, I don't know what's happening in your own company. I'm talking about what I've seen. You are replying to everybody. I tell you again that for God to find among four Hebrew boys, God found one. What did? That means the restrictions and decisions that he took and placed on himself was higher than the other ones. Actually, Daniel did not even know he had an excellent spirit. It was somebody else that said they found it there. So by the time he moved from attitude as a faith decision, and he moved into the spiritual aspect of that ministry, he didn't even know. All he just saw is that the abilities became amplified. Christians, we can be better. We can be better. Why will you? Oh my God. I'll come back this second service and preach on. Let me kiss my father and my mother, and I will follow you. I've been waiting for that message. Amen. Listen to me. We cannot be better. And this message is not over. If I don't finish it now, maybe I come second service. They say my time is up. Okay, to show you I'm serious, take. You see, I don't have anything again. That means no message. Please, if excellence is an attitude, what it means is that I must have a systematic way of approaching my day. That is where the subject of prayer starts from. I know that the wisdom I need for today, I will only get it from God. Say, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask from the Lord, who giveth and doth not withhold. When he will give you as much as you need. He will give you as much as you need. Don't start your day with Instagram. Who is looking for you? Who is looking for you? You wake up. Learn how to pray in your mind. Your mouth is not moving, but in your mind. No, don't pray. Let there be a roar. Your mouth may not be moving. You learn it. It's not an anointing. You learn it. Because you may find yourself in situations where you are in the midst of lions. And the corporate culture there does not allow that kind of thing. But the Bible says, God is faithful to grant me what I ask or think. That means that prayer can be channeled on the top level. So I have found a usefulness for my early morning prayer. Because I know every day there are daily mercies. He loads us daily with what? Benefits. So, but the benefit I must request for it. I have to clock in. So when people say, why are you praying? I know why I'm praying. You don't have anybody pursuing you. Me, I'm in a department. I'm facing demons. People will come and offer you $10,000 to look the other way. Not to do anything, to look the other way. Did you see? They said, look the other way. That, okay, I'm looking now. But you could have looked and nothing came out. We say, okay, $10,000. And that day, dollar will rise. That grace to say no, it's not that day you get it. So it's not all these psychedelic American tongues. Somebody comes to you and say, you know what? I just really like you. Since I met you last week, I feel very connected to you. I really feel we should take this to the next level. You see, because in the realm of the spirit, words are what we used to transact. The moment he started talking, he was appealing to your emotional space. He was appealing to your spirit. Things may become cloudy. And if that day he came with a 2021 Sonata or 2021 Lexus Jeep and say, you know what? I was watching your service. You attend a service. You say, wow, your pastor is very, even like my pastor. Then he said, what church you attend? I attend that church, but I'm really committed. Oh, would you like to say, why not? I come to your church. Lazwa. Then you come to me, I say, pastor, I met this guy. What's he say? Same Leko. I say, whoa, I love him already. I love him already. Where does he work? He said, he works with Slum BJ or the Sahara Oil. So, okay, you know, let's set up. Let's do Zoom. And pastor is busy, but now let's talk. We don't need to waste time. Because that kind of guy you need, you know what I'm saying? The one that does vacation 3 times a year. See. Hey. But if he was a devil, how will we know? Because the day he came to the pastor's office, pastor, you've blessed my life. You don't know me. I've blessed your life. And you say you're a Sahara Oil. Say yes. I watch you from the UK. We have a few projects in Egypt and in the UK. I normally connect directly. You know, what's that? They say Lekon. Lekon what? Say Dudu Yemi. Lekon Dudu Yemi. Praise God. Say, pastor, I'll be traveling again next week, but I'll be getting paid some allowance. Can I have the domiciliary account number? You are already asking for account number. Then I say, Tina. Meanwhile, Tina has been praying. Tina is feeling like, and I say, Tina, I say, pastor, I'm not persuaded. Tina! You are not what? This is the hand of God. We have been praying. This is God. You say, receive it. Please, David, come up. When you are, because this is not a game, it's war. And it happens. All the devil needs to do is to check your appetite and bring something there. Don't give me a bar. I won't eat it. Give me pounded yam. I'm an undo man. Yeah? Give me pounded yam. And I tie the kind of meat to put there. You pull fish, you mess it up. You understand what I'm saying? The game is real. The devil believes everybody has a price. Only by an excellent spirit can you raise the bar. And when they see you, they say, hey, this one, we cannot get him, except in the matter of his God. And that means that we must get him to directly disobey or offend his God in his personal consecration. Because they can't get you in the big things. It's an excellent spirit. Pray in tongues for 1 minute if you can. Karabakatale, Boshalada Basala.